Hello, my name is Jayama, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I wanted to give you guys more of an update of what I'm going to be doing. For my last podcast episode, I forgot to include this information, so forgive me on that, but I wanted to include it to let you guys know the other things that I'm going to be doing around here and the stuff that I've been doing. So, yeah, sit back, relax, and let's get into it. Okay, so the update that I wanted to give you guys was that, I don't know if you all know this because I didn't really advertise this as much, but the Bible is Inclusive Ministries has a YouTube channel. I've made it I think it says 8 months ago. I probably made it a year ago. And it has a couple of videos on there already where it's just my podcast episodes in video format, so you can watch them on YouTube if you I want to look at them. It doesn't have all of them on there. It only has 3 podcast episodes on there on YouTube. But I'm going to be switching the format of that YouTube channel. And I'm going to use that channel to be more personal about myself on my ministry. So I'm going to be singing on there. I'm going to be giving you more details about what's going on with schizophrenia and giving you more of a personal side of me. I know that for myself, I get a little nervous when it comes to showing my face online and showing people that I can sing and just giving much of myself online. So I'm trying to do more of that and show more of myself and show what I can do. And I don't know, I just want to be able to get loose of the fear that I have of being in public and seeing things in public and seeing my face in public. And, you know, I just want to be more personal, but I don't want to take it all on. I don't know. I feel like I have the ministry and I want the ministry to look a certain way. But on YouTube, it's it's YouTube and not many people are. I don't know. At least, I don't know. I'm going to include a whole bunch of stuff. I think I might post more things on there, but, you know, when it comes to the ministry. But if you want to have a more personal viewpoint of me, that's where I'll be at. I'll be on YouTube and I'll be making videos and talking about the ins and out of what I deal with in terms of schizophrenia. I might release video episodes of the podcast, things that I do. So I don't know. I'm not sure about what I'm going to do in terms of everything, but I know that if you want to know a more personal side of me, I am going to bring that over to YouTube so that you can see that and get to know me a little bit more and see my face and see what I look like and see the ins and outs of what I deal with and things of that nature. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that on there. Also, another thing that I have done, I have created another book, which is a journal. It's a sermon notes journal that I made, and it is a 2-year long sermon notes journal. It's on Amazon. You can buy it for $16. It is pink. It's so cute, and you can have I don't know, I want to show the pictures and stuff, but I'll link the journal. It's a 2-year book. It's 8.5 by 11, so it's computer paper size journal. It's a big journal. It's enough pages in there for 2 years. It's $16. It's super cute. and I used it. I used it and I liked it. So if you need a sermon notes journal, I'm selling those on Amazon, and you can buy one, and I'll link it in the I'll link the journal in the description of the podcast episode, so you can look at it and you can buy one if you want one, girl. You can buy it. It took me a minute to be able to figure out how to do it on Amazon, but you know, she's a writer. She makes books. She does journals now. She's an author. She's an author. So I be doing the thing. I figured it out and I did the thing. So if you want a sermon notes journal, I have that available for you all. So yeah, that I think is everything that I wanted to update you guys on. I think, like I said in the last update, I think I might be taking way longer, because usually when I come back, to the ministry, I'll already have a couple of messages prepared already so that I can release them in bulk. But since my mental health has been on the decline, I'm not gonna have them ready beforehand, so I'm gonna release them as I make them, and they take a while, y'all, because I don't know if y'all know this. I think y'all do know this. If you listen to me, you know that I have a lot of scripture. When I do things, I research things. I research. So it takes time. It takes so much time to do what I do. So it's probably going to be, you know, I might release one a month. And I know there's one in particular that is going to take me a while to do, because it's a big message. It's a big message. And my stuff, it just takes time. It just takes time is all I have to say. It just takes time to do the work that I do. And I am doing it for free 99, baby. I'm doing it for free. I'm doing it for free for no money, for no cash. I make no money off this ministry. So unless you count the pennies I get from those Anchor sponsorship that I have, the little pennies that I get. But I'm doing this all for free. So it takes some time. I also still have to, you know, work a different job. And I don't know, I'm trying to get on disability, because schizophrenia is difficult. It's difficult for me to work. It's hard. It's so hard. So, you know, I'm trying to, so, you know, if you want to help support me, please help to support me. Please help to support me. I am on here begging for support. If you want to support me, you can buy my books. S. I have one that is called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic, and that is on Amazon. I have a sermon notes journal that you can buy if you need a journal to take notes in at church. That is also on Amazon, and I will link those into the description. I have a Cash App, and my Cash App is the $, and it's Give M-E-M Some Money. That is the thing. Give EM some money. Give them some money. Okay, it's my Cash App. And I think I'll link all of this stuff in the description. Cause I need help, y'all. I need some help. I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna be real with y'all, and I'm gonna keep it a buck. I need help. I need money. If you want, if you like the messages that I give, if you like the heartiness, the fruitfulness of what I am doing, I need help to be able to continue to do this. Cause you know, my parents are on me. They are on me when it comes to stuff like this. And like, I don't know, I'm kind of on myself too. I feel like more people are being relaxed because, you know, I've been diagnosed with a mental illness, a new mental illness. But I don't know, I still want to be able to do the things that I do comfortably and to be able to support myself. So if you like what I do, if you love what I do, if you enjoy the messages, if you enjoy the ministry, please, please, please support. Please put some money into this. Please support me so that I can continue to do what I want to do and be able to put more time into it, because I want to invest all my energy into it. And you know, this stuff takes a lot of energy, but I have other things that I need to do. Like, you know, I have to do other things. I have to take care of myself. I have to support myself, you know. So, you know, if you would like to support the ministry, I'll put the links of things you can do to support the ministry in the description. So yeah, I think that's everything that I wanted to say. I think if I come up with something else, I guess I'll release another podcast episode, girl. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu, there's a tab, and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.